Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ, welcome to the Study of God podcast. This is episode number 54. I am your host, Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International. This podcast is designed to give you a basic understanding of God, the Holy Bible, and Christian beliefs. Dr. J. Dwight Pentecost said, "There is no higher activity in which the mind may be engaged than the pursuit of the knowledge of God." Let's start out by reading the Word of God itself. Today's passage of Holy Scripture is Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 and 10, which reads, "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God." Today's words from a theologian are from Giles of Assisi. He said, "No man can attain to the knowledge of God but by humility. The way to mount high is to descend." Our study of God topic for today is titled, "Do Humans Have Parts?" From Understanding Theology in 15 Minutes a Day, by Dr. Darrell Aaron. Dr. Darrell Aaron goes on to say, "We have seen that God is a perfect unity with no parts to His being. In chapter 13, we noted that being created in the image of God means humans have some of the same characteristics of God. Is unity one of those characteristics? Or do humans have multiple parts?" This is an issue of interest not only to theologians, but also to psychologists. And your answer will affect both how you regard yourself as a person and how you treat other people. Christians have rejected two extreme views. One of these, reductive materialism, asserts that humans are fundamentally material or physical. Aspects of our experience, such as our emotions, thoughts, even conscience, can ultimately be explained by brain chemistry or neuroscience. Naturalists hold this view. Naturalists hold this view, maintaining that there is no creator or God and no afterlife. When the body dies, the person dies. At the other extreme is radical dualism, which declares that the human mind or soul, the person, and the body are separable. The body, which is just a temporary housing for the person, will eventually be unnecessary. This was the view of ancient Greek philosophy. For the most part, physical death sets the individual free from a physical prison to exist immaterially for eternity. With that, let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ Give us wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and insight. And Lord, help us to, if we have not done so, trust Christ as Savior, so that we can get to know you better. For your glory, praise, and honor, and for our good. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake. Amen. Beloved, before we close, I want to remind you that while it is important to engage in the study of God, it is far more important that you have a relationship with God. I fear that there are many people who will die knowing a lot about God, but not really knowing God. You don't want to be in that number. If you do not yet know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you want to get to know him today, here's how. Accept the fact that you are a sinner, and that you have broken God's law at some point in your life. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, dear friend, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell right now without Jesus Christ. If he is not your Savior, that's where you're headed, according to the Scriptures. In fact, Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states very clearly in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Yes, I know, dear friend, this is bad news, but I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ said himself in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world," that includes you, because if you are still living in this world, God loves you. So for God so loved you that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever, that word whosoever means anybody at any time, that includes you, believeth in him, trusts in him, has faith in him, Jesus Christ, should not perish in a place called hell, but have everlasting life in heaven. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him in heaven. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart, your heart, that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Dear friend, pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Until next time, my beloved, may God bless you and keep you until we meet again.